When she passes, each one she passes goes. Watch her so sadly. How can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see, doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, bela menina que vem, que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
But I watch her so sadly.
Good morning. You're listening to WMFO 91.5. 88 miles per hour. I'm here with a special guest this morning. Say hi, Will.
Hello, I'm Will.
And yeah, we thought we'd hit you guys up with some Frank Sinatra on this wonderful Friday morning.
It's 10 a.m. It's Friday. You probably
It's wonderful. And we were just talking about it, and I don't know why, but this song just like makes me giggle. Maybe it's just because it makes me so happy.
That's probably it. I was making fun of you for it.
I know. I don't know. I can't help it. I can't control myself. I'm a child, but that's okay. Anyways, in good news, it's Friday. On Wednesday, I walked into the dining hall and said, "Wow, it's Monday." And my friend was like, "Emma, it's Wednesday, but you were close." So somehow I made it through the week. I don't know how. But we're here now. Yeah. So we have some tunes for you guys. If anyone wants to call in, that'd be cool. I'd like answering the phone.
Definitely come say hi.
Yeah, stop by. You can like jump up and down outside the building and we'll wave to you from the window.
Yeah, if you're on the memorial steps, just wave and we'll try to catch
wave, holler, yodel. That would be so cool. We could have a yodeling conversation across campus. Can you yodel?
You don't want to
yodel. Yeah, maybe we'll practice.
It takes me back to my years living in Alps.
Oh, right, right.
It's kind of a
I don't think I've ever tried yodeling. I don't know how. Yeah.
We could try to see the yodeling.
Ooh, that's a thought.
I wonder if there's some yodeling on Spotify.
I wouldn't put it past it.
Everything's on Spotify.
Oh yeah,
shout out to, I had no idea, the Beelzebubs, they were on Spotify, like, top 50 listens in Canada the other day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're like, it was their newest album, it was sick. I was like, oh, I know them! And everyone that I knew was like, yo, you just sick, like, after time.
That's incredible.
Super cool, so, shout out to Beelzebubs.
That's, wow, alright, there you go. We're all over the place. Alright, we're good. Alright. Enjoy some tunes. Woohoo! That was a fun song.
And we're back.
We're back.
We were just talking about who that was. That was King and Cross by, just figured out how to pronounce his name, Ásgeir from Iceland.
Yeah, there you go. Have we talked about my obsession with Iceland?
No, we haven't.
Really?
I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, so it started with Sigur Rós, I guess. And it just took off from there.
Yeah, there's honestly nothing really wrong with Iceland.
I know. It seems like the perfect place. Like honestly, the escape route is just Iceland sheep farm.
Yeah.
I'm knit sweaters.
Sure they have like 3 people in jail total for
wow.
the whole country.
Not a bad.
And their police force's Instagram is just them helping people fix their bikes.
Oh,
because that's the worst thing that happens.
That's
in
so.
That's
downtown amazing.
Reykjavik.
That's what I want. So yeah, that was a super fun song. Before that, we listened to No Woman by Whitney. I really like that band. My friend showed them to me over the summer. He was like, "Hey, you know some guys from these other bands you like? Well, they have a band together now." So that was cool.
That's the best.
Yeah, for sure. We got some good tunes coming up next. A good friend of mine didn't want to call in, but sent me a text saying that he's listening. So hi, Fred. I wish that you would have called in and yodeled, but it's fine. I'll forgive you for that for now.
Yodeling isn't for everyone.
I get it. We'll practice later. Yeah. So more tunes?
More tunes.
More tunes, more tunes, more tunes, more tunes. Will just had some sort of interesting finding. I don't really know. Enlighten us. Enlighten me.
We have a song coming up later on the playlist by Donovan Woods. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of him, but I have. And he's from Canada. I had no idea. I am too.
So Will is also Canadian.
I'm in love with him and anyone else from Canada. Honestly, if you just like Canada in any sort of way, big fan.
Amazing. My dad and I, this is like kind of very off topic. I don't know why I'm going to talk about this, but my dad and I always listen to like Princeton's radio broadcast over Christmas. They do like 25 hours of Christmas. It's like this one guy that does this show for like a whole day. It's so fun. And there's this one song by these two Canadian dudes. Oh, I want to, maybe they're like comedians or something. I don't know, but they're so funny. And they sing this whole song about like donuts and like toques and I don't know, it's the most Canadian thing I've ever seen and heard, I guess, and it's so I'll have to show it to you. I feel like you'd appreciate it.
I definitely would. There's also, you know, the new messaging app on iPhone,
which I don't have.
Okay,
but
well,
yeah,
you can send little stickers, and there's now a Tim Hortons sticker suite, so you can send mooses and beavers and anything you want.
That's amazing.
It's ridiculous.
Do people like ride moose? Is that a thing?
No, that's a terrible idea. It'll probably kill you.
Oh.
But we do have a lot of horse cops. That's a thing.
Okay, there
the
you go.
The Mounties legit ride horses. I've seen a Mountie chase someone down
no.
on horseback.
That's really?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
We're in the middle
of
nowhere.
Do they like
give
them a ticket, like sitting on their horse, like, hello, sir, I'm sorry.
He dismounted and like walked over to the dude and was like, yo, like I gotta write you up.
That's incredible.
It was crazy.
I wouldn't even be mad if I got pulled over by someone on a horse.
I'd be like,
you know what? Fine. Cool. Write me a ticket.
I get to go to jail. So worthwhile.
That's so fun. Yeah. How did you end up in the?
I was in this small town called Trail, British Columbia. We're on like a big road trip through BC, which is like halfway up the province, which is still like 12 hours to the Yukon. Just crazy big. And, yeah, some dude had like robbed a store or something, and a horse cop just like ran out of nowhere and like booked it down the street and caught this man. And it
amazing.
Was insane. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know how like cop cars have lights and alarms and stuff? Like, what do they do for that?
I think the guy just yells.
Hey, you! That's so funny.
And if you turn around and you see a massive man wearing a bright red jacket on a horse following you, you're probably going to listen.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrong on that one. Cool. Well, that has been our tidbit about Canada.
There you go. Fun facts. If you want to find a horse.
Yeah, Tufts Educational Radio, for sure. Yeah, so guess we'll play some more tunes. Oh, I'm super excited about this next song coming up. It's by the guy from Future Islands, like his other band called The Snails.
Ooh,
get ready
that.
For the title of this song. Oh, previously to that, we listened to You Don't Understand by The House of Love. Thanks, Dad, for the suggestion. And before that, we listened to On the Lips by Frankie Cosmos. But anyways, back to this snail band. The name of the song is called Haters Be Learners, Respect My Snail Style.
Yo.
I know.
That's...
Isn't that hilarious?
I wish I had some snail style.
It's great. And I think like the album cover is just like a bunch of like hand-drawn snails.
I'm super into that.
It's really cool.
Hand-drawn album cover is one of my favorites.
Especially
things.
Like, I don't know. I feel like a snail is an underappreciated...
Oh, most definitely.
Animal.
They're great.
They're
just,
really
like,
cool.
So much cooler than slugs.
Exactly. It's like, it just takes the slug thing to like the next level because he's got a cute little shell. I know.
They're great.
Okay, well, snails are cool. And now we're going to listen to a song.
Enjoy.
live with all those chicks. I don't live there no more. And all your letters written in your tiny voice, telling me you'd come back home as if I had another choice. I was a believer in the bar back, baby. I was a believer in Rome. If she's not coming over lately, I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home. All that she had then spread out on the floor. If there was another one, please don't let me know.
We are, my lovely, lovely friend Amanda is here. She has joined us as my trainee. She just faded out that song beautifully.
That fade was
thanks. Oh, I'll turn on her mic too. You're on mic too. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Yay!
Yay, thanks, Emma.
Of course. Yeah, so we just listened to Under the Sun by Dive, Div.
I
should know how to say their name because I really like them.
Just pronounce them however you believe.
Oh, yeah. Just confidence is key. And then we listen to Put On Cologne by
Donovan Woods,
the man himself.
If you guys have a chance, definitely check out his YouTube videos. They're awesome.
Really? Like his music videos?
His music videos, yeah. It's just him and two of his friends doing like choreographed dances, and they're all like 45-year-old men.
Oh,
and
it's my gosh.
So
you
good.
Showed it to me, right?
Yeah.
There's like three of them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's so
It's
good.
Actually really cool.
I definitely have to check that out.
You should check it out.
Yeah. They put so much heart into it at the end.
They
start like crying.
It's really, horrible. It's honestly really entertaining. How has your day been, Amanda? It's Friday.
You
we
know,
made it.
Feeling good. I got through the week. Did not appreciate the exam I had this morning.
No.
Rather have exams earlier in the week, you know?
Yeah.
Like get
that.
It over with, but.
You're done
It's
now.
Over. I'm good.
You're done.
I'm good.
It's going to be the weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
Exactly.
Homecoming.
Homecoming, yes. Tentative pumpkin carving.
Right, yeah.
If we can find a pumpkin.
If we can find a pumpkin.
And I don't really know what tools we're going to use.
Very easily just steal one from DeWick.
Shh. We actually, not going to lie, we were looking at a house yesterday, and there was this huge, beautiful pumpkin like on their deck. And I like turned to Amanda, and I was like, Amanda, like this pumpkin is beautiful.
It.
And we didn't because we're good people, but.
Yeah.
We definitely could have gotten away with it because the house was not good anyway. So, like, we could have just pieced out of there then.
And
very good.
Yeah. Job. But we weren't going to do that. But it was a nice pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
It was
Saved
a nice
one. It was 2K16.
Right.
I had a pumpkin in my room for at least a month after Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
Like, well carved. It was great.
Wow.
I used to put candles in it.
Wow.
Wait, no, I didn't put candles in my room.
Shh.
No, of course not. Of course not. No, yeah. I actually did too last year. And then I like chucked it out the window one day and it was like, it was a really sad day.
Oh.
Like exploded everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad. I didn't have a pumpkin in my room.
I feel like that needs to change this.
But I feel like if I did, it probably would have been there too long, just like rotted anyways and been disgusting.
Exactly. That's what happened.
But I like pumpkins. And you know what I've really appreciated? The apple cider in the dining halls.
Oh my
gosh.
That
is huge.
It's like a novelty.
They had pumpkin bars.
What?
Yesterday. Wednesday night in DeWick. Pumpkin bars. Yeah.
Wow.
Fall is here.
Fall is here.
It's not even October yet.
I know. Hey, but I'm not complaining because one, the weather changed so fast. It's fall. Like, we can't deny it's fall. Two, I love fall, so it's okay.
No one's complaining at all. Yeah, I think this time last year, it was like still pretty hot and stuff, and then now it's just like, no, the weather app says that it's going to be raining for the next 2 weeks.
No.
But
I know.
It hasn't rained for any of the days they said it's going to rain.
That's true. They didn't quite get it right this week, so maybe we'll be lucky.
Keep our hopes up.
It's sweater weather now, and I love sweaters.
I
left all my sweaters at home because I was like, oh, I'll be home before it gets really cold. It's just wrong.
So you're now wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, you can see. I've resorted to like sweatshirts and not good.
We'll buy you one sweater and you have to make it last until you go. You'll wear the same outfit every day.
I've been doing that for the last couple of days.
So. Yeah, being honest, it's been one of those weeks.
One of those weeks, but it's the weekend now. Like you said, do some laundry.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
Right.
Do all the homework that I have due next week.
No. We're happy. We're good. Yeah. We're not. No, no,
not
no.
Thinking about that.
No, we're not thinking about that.
That's a Sunday night.
And we're Sunday night. We'll worry about that.
Tish was so busy last Sunday night. It was crazy.
I don't even go there.
No, I can't. I don't go there ever.
Yeah.
Well, enough about work.
Yes. What's next?
Do you want to guess? It's a song you specially requested to be on this playlist.
Wait.
It was the first song you specially...
It is the General. Dispatch?
It is.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, we're going to play that, so be excited.
Okay, bye.
Was a decorated general with a heart of gold that likened him to all the stories he told of past battles won and lost and legends of old. A seasoned veteran in his own time, on the battlefield he gained respectful fame with many medals of bravery and stripes to his name. He grew a beard as soon as he could to cover the scars on his face and always urged his men on. But on the eve of a great battle with the infantry and dream, the old general tossed in his sleep and wrestled with its meaning. He awoke from that night to tell what he had seen and walked slowly out of his tent. All the men held tall with their chests in the air, with the courage in their blood and a fire in their stare. And it was a gray morning and they all wondered how they would fare. So the old general told them to go home. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. And I've seen their mothers and I will not follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Take a shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
But the men stood fast with their guns on their shoulders, not knowing what to do with the contradicting orders. The general said he would do his own duty, but he extended no further. The men could go as they pleased, but not a man moved. Their eyes gazed straight ahead till one by one they stepped back and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No,
And I've seen their mothers, and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So take your shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Take a shower and shine your shoes. Well, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Yeah. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Oh.
Time for the PSA hour. Just kidding, it's not going to be an hour. But there will be PSAs, so don't laugh at me, Amanda. I'm trying. Yeah, I hope this works. Maybe. If not, we're just going to wing it. PSA from me, we're doing a donations drive. Yay! Please donate at donate.wmfo.org or something like that. I don't know. You can find it on the website. Oh my god.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
It's R2-D2.
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
I don't think I've ever been so happy in my life. That was honestly the best. I was just like, which one should we pick? Wow.
Obviously that one.
Obviously that one.
That was great.
That was so good. Whoever did that, it was amazing. I think I should just have a whole show where we just play the Star Wars soundtrack.
That would be great.
I wanna, yeah, that's great. All right, now for a public service announcement William.
From Will. So, numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 people per 100,000. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate with 606 per 100,000 for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Just something to think about. Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Amazing. Thank you for that.
Not a problem.
Back to the music. We have listeners, and this is a new thing for me because usually my show is at like 6 a.m. and it was like, hi dad, like,
oh my gosh,
I'm gonna play a song for my dad now. So this is nice. I don't like playing songs for my dad. I do. I'm glad he listened. I always play songs for my dad, but you know, All right, here's a song special requested by the lovely Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I get up and I get down solo, I don't have no shadow. Things get rough and I get mad, Lord help me, I can get so sad.
Good song by Alexander, but we're kind of running out of time and we have more things we want to do and more things to talk about, so It'll be background music, unfortunately. Listen to it on your own time. Anyways, I don't know. Anything exciting to talk about? Oh, there you go.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
even
Emma.
If she was talking about something exciting. Hey, come on my show. Don't say anything.
Sorry. Just talk to yourself. It's fine.
It'll just be me talking to myself on my show.
Anyways, next I really want to play. I was perusing Pitchfork the other day, and I stumbled upon, listen to Scarlett Johansson cover New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle. And I was like, what? Like,
what? She sings?
Yeah, I had no idea. And I really like that song. I really, really do. I think it's a great song. And I was like, Scarlett Johansson, I don't know.
Could go either
and
way.
I listened to it. Fantastic. Oh, and we're going to play it next.
She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
But in other news, if my dad is still listening, you mentioned, what was the name of the beer company that you mentioned?
Oh, Labatt's Brewery.
Yeah, apparently Will's...
My dad was the bottle inspector at Labatt's Brewery.
What? Small world, there you go.
The bottles would like roll in front of him with the beer in it. If there was too much foam, he'd just like pull it off the line. And then
just drink.
Legitimately, that's
really?
That was his job for a whole summer.
That's fantastic.
And
wow. Can I get on that?
He said that he gained at least 15 pounds.
Oh, for sure.
You're just
throwing them back.
But yeah, Labatt's Brewery.
I'd be like, oh, this one's bad. Oh, no, this one looks bad too.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one.
Just gotta drink all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, gotta be safe.
That's so funny.
So there you go.
There you go.
Shout out to Emma's dad. What's his name?
Dave.
Dave.
So there you go. All right, I guess we'll hit up Scarlett.
Yeah, see what happens.
Here we go.
It's, yeah, we'll pump it up. All right, crew, here we go.
You free.
Thanks for that, Scarlett. That was great.
Yeah, we were just saying, like, you never know how that song's gonna go. It could either be amazing for her, or it could just...
Or you just... Yeah, yeah, no, I know. But so I she, worked out well. She her band... Yeah, she has a band called Sugar for Sugar. Haven't listened to any of the other stuff. No? Not really sure.
Maybe we'll check it out.
Maybe we'll check it out. Definitely. Maybe it'll be good. Who knows? Yeah, so in other news, happy birthday to my little sister. Not today, but in the coming few days. She'll be 16, I think. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
She's getting old.
Is she going to have a sweet 16?
No. She went on a trip for her birthday.
Where'd she go?
Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I guess for my 13th birthday, I went to New York City. But 16th, I think my dad was just like, okay, like, be safe. And then I went to school. Like,
yeah.
I came to Boston for my sweet 16.
Hey,
so,
that's fun.
Yeah,
hey,
but, that is cool. You know, been here a lot of times before, yeah, so it wasn't super exciting.
Not too crazy. Well, we probably have one more song. Thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure having you two here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
always.
Us.
Yeah. Y'all have been listening to 88 Miles Per Hour on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And here's a little beach house. Fun fact, I have a big girl crush on Victoria from Beach House.
I think everyone has a crush on her.
Understand.
You're not wrong.